My experience with sex education in elementary and middle school was in gender-segregated classrooms. Teachers often shuffle boys into one classroom and girls in another. In the boys' classroom, the health teacher might explain that the boys' voices are going to get lower, their testicles will descend, and hairs will grow in unfamiliar places on their bodies. In the other classroom, the girls are learning about their bodies too. They will learn about their own hair growth, about the development of boobs, and about hormones and the new emotions that they might start to feel. This might also be the first time periods are brought up in the classroom. The teacher will hold up a tampon and pad and explain what products are available and the basics of how to use them. But the experience of actually menstruating will not be covered. You won't find out what the blood will actually look like or what to do if you feel extreme pain while menstruating. The teachers won't tell you what you should do if you stop menstruating suddenly. The option of using sustainable alternatives such as menstrual cups and reusable pads rather than a typical tampon or pad will not be discussed. From the moment the classroom separates into boys and girls, the girls learn to feel shame about openly talking about menstruation, and this prevents future conversations and questions from surfacing. Girls learn that the topic of periods is something you either keep to yourself or you mention only to other girls, in private circles. And boys often don't formally learn anything about menstruation. They are taught that it isn't any of their business, and it's weird to even be curious. Everyone, regardless of sex or gender identity, should know what periods are and should feel comfortable talking about them. This is necessary in order to build inclusive and egalitarian communities. So, let's dive in. From the moment the classroom separates into boys and girls, the girls learn to feel shame about openly talking about menstruation, and this prevents future conversations and questions from resurfacing. What? I am not saying words correctly. From the moment the classroom separates into boys and girls, the girls learn to feel shame about openly talking about menstruation, and this prevents future conversations and questions from surfacing. Girls learn that the topic of periods is something you either keep to yourself or you mention only to other girls, in private circles. And boys often don't formally learn anything about menstruation. They are taught that it isn't any of their business, and it's weird to even be curious. Everyone, regardless of sex or gender identity, should know what periods are and should feel comfortable talking about them. This is necessary in order to build inclusive and egalitarian communities. So, let's dive in.